Great evening, everyone.
You were tuned in to Mind Blowing Decisions with DJ Success every Wednesday at facesofsuccessradio.com.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host tonight, Michonne L. So excited to have you with us tonight. Right live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am here, and I am in a remote location right now, and I'm just excited because tonight we're talking about if you want them, wait, if you want him, baby, you can have him. If you can have him, I don't want him. That's what we're talking about tonight. So welcome. You're live on the air. And, hey, let's dive right into it. So I was coming up with trying to figure out what we was going to talk about tonight. And, of course, we're going to talk about everything that we possibly can. But I was super excited that one of my co-hosts, one of the young ladies that mentor all the way from, where is it, Virginia Beach, Tiani, is just was right on point, right in divine time, and came up with this topic. And I thought, yes, why not talk about it? Because that's what people are dealing with, right? They're dealing with infidelity in relationships. They're dealing with what people call cheat. I don't think you're taking a test, so there's no cheat. But however, people are dealing with different circumstances in their relationships and how to be committed to each other, how to trust each other, how do we grow together and build together. That's my question tonight. So, hey, guys, go ahead and introduce yourself, 7483. Introduce yourself, tell us where you're joining us live from, and give us a comment on this topic tonight. 7483. Caller, you're live on the air. All right. Well, we're going to go to the next caller, 0561. You're live on the air.
Hi, Michonne.
Hey, Tweet. What's going on?
You know, not much, just staying tuned, showing up for myself like you taught me to. I'm so excited. You know, it's Tiani Bolden from Virginia Beach, Virginia 757.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I was going to say, you know, but, you know, I really don't even know. But, yes, I'm so excited to learn and actually give my insight and my experiences on this topic. I just can't wait to dive into it. Well, that's all I have to say. Thank you for having me.
Girl, it is my pleasure to have you. So glad that you're open to learning new things and experiences. So grateful that you have taken the time to share your time with us tonight. But we're talking about just diving right into if you want them, baby, you can have them. Because if you have them, I don't want them. I love it. I love the way people express themselves, the uniqueness in how they just say, I ain't standing for this. Look, I'm a quality of person, and I deserve this. I deserve these experiences. I deserve this. And when you stand up for yourself and you take notice that you're not being treated fair, you're not being treated in a way that is a language of love, and you get resistance, I feel like personally that any kind of resistance, I mean, could be a perspective, but also can be, it can come from anger and bitterness and just people being mean and unconcerned. And so sometimes people are not conscious of how they handle you. And so let's talk about it. What are your experiences and what do you think about it?
Are you talking? Me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Well, for me, it's always been that I'm young and I have an interest in older men, and it's not because of the sexual experience. It's not because of the money, because they've been through so much stuff to that they point where they develop a financial stability. Because even at that, some of them don't even have that. It's a fact of the matter that it's a maturity and a mindset, and I'm not saying that I'm necessarily ready for that maturity. It's just what I attract. It's not because of my physical looks, because the way that I dress is kind of like not really for attention. You know, it's not the millennial's natural way of dressing. I like to stimulate the mind, therefore I like mine to be stimulated as well. But I've realized that I get manipulated as far as my mindset. And it's like, okay, you're trying to rearrange me from being a strong woman that's developing herself to learn to stay and be quiet and let me do whatever I want to do if you want me to stand by you. I'm strengthening myself to be independent in myself and for you to compliment it, not manipulate it and rearrange it. Not saying that I'm stubborn, I'm open, but I know right from wrong. Don't try to tell me that what you're doing is wrong is right just because you want me to stick by you and be quiet. And a lot of with that for me is just being a young woman and basically going through the same thing. I would say that a black African-American, young black African-American women went through when we had to come out of the point where, or all women, where we had to be silenced. There was no point in us having a voice or having our own job or having that independence or being strong. So I've dealt with that a lot with men trying to break me down in that standpoint. And instead of me trying to fight for them to stay by me and be respectful and being honest and just love me the way that I deserve, I've realized to come to a new perception, as in if you want him and you're willing to fight for him and keep him, you can have him because the battle that I have is not even mine, it's God. So what do I look like here fighting for a man to love me when the right one is going to do it without force?
Ooh, girl, you just said a mouthful right there. I love the way you just broke that down. I don't think you can get no clearer than that. And there is a difference in age. The age difference with older men are mature men of age, I would say that, of age, because it's not that they're mature mentally. They may have accomplished some things and grown and experienced some things, but necessarily have not a mature way to come down to the expression of love. They just still want to be a daddy figure or authority figure over a younger woman. So, I mean, there's a lot of places we can go with this conversation. I'm already excited about it because I knew it was going to be a hot topic when I seen it posted. So thank you again for coming up with this topic. And thank you for sharing your experience because it takes a lot of bravery to be able to talk about the manipulation that goes on with older men dating or marrying young women. And you so candidly share your experience that they're silencing you, they're trying to suppress you because it's the way that they have been taught. And it's not, and you know what, the thing of it is, they can unlearn that bad behavior because we don't live in those times where a woman has to suppress her thoughts, her experiences, or her emotion about how she's being talked to, how she's being loved, how she's being respected, how she's being honored. And I come from an age where you had to esteem women. And so those that suppressed women were those that were using them, those that didn't respect them and didn't respect their individuality. And so by talking about it, I got my husband in the studio tonight. I'm super pumped up. So glad to have you, Greg.
Thank you for having me.
Look, I caught him on the spot, right? He wasn't ready. We've been through some things in our lives in the 30-plus years that we've been married. And we had our ups and downs, and we had our times apart. But the thing of it is, like you said, Tiani, if you think someone is worth fighting for, then I think that, you know, you would only be able to make that decision. But that's not the order of relationship. You're not taking a test. Whether y'all use protection or not, y'all slept with each other. That was a level of trust that y'all trusted each other. So the test is wrong. Y'all made it to the bedroom, to the kitchen floor, wherever it was that y'all was. You know, that's that. But infidelity is what it is. And define the relationship they're in. It's very difficult or they have defined it because they don't, one, know each other, and two, they don't have the tenure or the respect for one another that's built with time.
Right. Exactly.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, it started for me, it became like, okay, I'm talking on certain subjects, because you know, from you even being my mentor, I have to be on a certain mentality for you to even want to work with me. So, when it comes, yes, and I'm honored. And I'm very, very happy that I've elevated to a point where I could actually socialize with someone as like-minded and open-hearted and kind, but still stern in what she believes and stand by as you know. And I've been around a lot of broken women and people who were broken down, or people who stood strong but still were very vulnerable and handled those weaknesses in the very worst way. And for me, when it came down to dealing with these older men, it at first was like an outlet, like, okay, you know, I could talk to them. And then I realized me talking to them left them a doorway to manipulate me and use those things I used for advice with them to play back on me. And when I realized that it caused more internal conflict than me even listening to my intuition, because we all know when we go through a certain level of growth within ourselves, we ignore our intuition. I'm still learning myself. And I'm reaching out to these men, and they're trying to tell me my intuition and my growth is lying to me. I'm like, well, dang, maybe I am crazy. Maybe I am ugly. Maybe blah, blah, blah. And it was me denying my self-worth and my self-love on top of that. So I've come to a new awareness. That's why I came up with this topic. And it's important for young women to know, you know, even though you're seeking love, you know, find it in yourself. As much as we want to say, oh, I love myself, you don't know how much you love yourself until you hurt yourself and you know better from the pain. Because I could say all day long, I love myself. And some situations made me love myself more because it was outside people hurting me. And there were some situations, like, for example, dealing with older men or men in general and not being 100% aware of myself. And allowing them to play on that because they realize that. And as another note to say, you must know yourself before you walk out that door. You must know who's around you and loved you and is there for you before you walk outside the door and deal with somebody who's just going to use you and manipulate you. And, you know, it's a tough cookie. It's a tough cookie.
It's definitely a tough cookie, but, you know, more than that, the experiences that you are able to share, an experience, the influence that you get, sometimes just because someone is older and of the opposite sex, because there's a lot of women that do the exact same thing to younger men. So we don't want anyone to think that this is a one-sided experience, but we want you to know that people of influence and of intelligence, won't manipulate you. They won't see you in a way that makes you feel less than who you are. They'll be a compliment to you. And so you have to know yourself, and you have to be able to express yourself. And that comes from really from within, and it comes from the people that raised you, the people that was in your life that admonished you and told you that you was, you know, the big chief or the big queen or, you know, something of that attribute, you know, that helped you, to guide you, mold you in a place where you believed in yourself. See, what a lot of people are broken, right? A lot of people are just simply broken, and they jump from relationship to relationship. And it's really about the tangible things that they can get right now, like the microwave thing. It's just feed my gratification now, please me, suck me, fuck me, you know, hurt me if you can. It's all of that, you know, because that speaks love. But the truth of it is, if you teach me something that's going to help me to come out of a situation that's not so good for me, then you have loved me. But if you put me in a situation where you constrict me, or you make me feel like you some kind of snake, you know, what's that? Not the big, the boulder, the python. Yeah. the python, and you're squeezing life out of me, and now I don't know where if I'm coming or going because I'm fainting within myself because you haven't given me the air. You cut off my circulation. You cut off, so now I can't see clear. I can't see those people who once was a great influence in my life. I can't see the support system, as you were saying, that you once had. Like I said, it starts at home. And so some of these young men that have grown to become older men of age, they have not completely matured in the love language. They still think that they can hit it. I was listening to a show today, and they were talking about my husband laughing because they was talking about it was a men's all men's radio show, and I won't say the name, but it was funny what they were saying because men got to have an outlet too. They got to be able to talk about it, and so. Do you please a woman 65 or 35%? You know, are you a hit it, skeet it, and quit it, you know? And so they start laughing, you know, and they were put on the spot, each one of them, about what level of making sure that they woman had gotten their climax, they had gotten a release. And what was funny about it, because it was real, right? It was a real conversation among real men who experience real things. Now, circumstances changes everything. Like if a man is working 12 to 16 hours a day, he can't come home and put his back all the way into it. So what happens is the woman usually feels slighted because she's not getting all that she feels. She ain't getting the foreplay. She ain't getting the text message saying, I miss you, baby. I love you. You know, I can't wait to see you, girl. You know, I'm going to run your bath water. You're not getting the stimulation. And so, but it's the mental stimulation that you need or the spiritual stimulation that you need prior to the love making or the bump and grind. So we miss it because we haven't developed any time. We rush right into it because you had some money and I gained to, you know, I profit off of what you had by being your girl. And so we get into these relationships real fast and then they end real fast and they sometimes even end sour because somebody is not getting what they need. And so take it as a learning experience that, it's not so much as they manipulate you, even though they are. Some of them are. You know exactly what it is, who it is, and what they did. But you have to understand this, that individuals have different experiences and they have different values. And everybody don't speak the same language you speak. And who you are today is because of your experiences yesterday. And the experiences yet to come will make you the person that you need to be in the future. And that way you can say, I smelt that bullshit coming a mile away. I ain't finna step into that. Because, see, the thing of it is you can't keep repeating the same stuff. You got to change something every time you go through something, right?
Yes, right.
So we want to welcome our station manager, Gigi, our co-host, Gigi Watson. We thank you all of you, for joining us live. We're live from Vegas tonight in a remote location, and we're just excited about being able to talk about it. This is not our only topic, as usual. We have an open mic night tonight. We're talking about if you want him, baby, you can have him. If you can have him, I don't need him. I don't want him. So even though people go through different challenges in their relationships, I believe a lot of times they go through these challenges because they haven't tuned into themselves. They haven't tapped into their own frequency. So, therefore, they're hitting and missing. And they're on different pages in life because the frequency is not the same. One person got ambition. One person, is about, you know, goal orientations, and ambition and goal orientated people, organized people are different kind of people, and people who just want to hit it. Now, most of the time, it's fun getting to know somebody until it becomes real, until you have to start living with somebody and sharing pounds and sharing groceries and sharing laundry, detergent and sharing the bathroom and closet space and, you know, let's just talk about it. It gets really hazy. Like, why am I even with this person? That person ain't even cute no more.
No, that's right.
Everything they say and do, it now bothers you. It makes you almost to the point want to gag. It gets that way.
Oh,
the smell of their breath. You know, the way they comb their hair don't look so sexy no more. You know, you'd be like, you look like a fool. And so we start seeing reasons to tear each other down instead of build each other up. And again,
right.
Because we rush into these relationships and our experiences in these relationships, because you're ready, don't mean that the next person is ready for the same thing you are ready for, that you're doing or that you are part of. And so some people like to work. Some people like to own their own boss, be their own boss. And so those are two different worlds. Some people go to church. Some people don't. Some people go to the temple. Some people go to the game. You know, some people just want to lay down and chill on the weekend, and you want to go party on the weekend. So, I mean, there's a lot of diversity here in relationships. But talking about if another person is involved in your relationship, you have a three-way, you don't even know it, right? Because usually if a man or a woman is stepping out on you, it's because that person has entertained them in some kind. They entertained another person or someone entertained them, and they said something that was pleasing to them that sounded like they can, you know, they can roll with. You know, they can dive right into that wave, and so that becomes the new now, the new girl, the new man. You know, but. And then without even talking to the other person that they was in relationship with, they began to hurt each other. They began to pull each other apart. They began to argue about little small petty stuff. Well, I always put my keys over here, and you know, but this is where I want the key. You know, it's all of that. I set them here when I came in. It become all of that kind of stuff. Well, I don't like you leaving your socks on the floor. I want you to put them in a hamper. Well, why don't you pick them up? Well, no, you took them off, you wore them, and then it just go on and on and on and never stops. So now y'all bitching at each other. Y'all think it's about the other person when it really is that y'all just not compatible. And that's what it comes down to. And if you feel like it's something that you can modify and work out and share, as some people say, I don't really care for compromising, because that means that somebody's not getting what they need. But when you are working together on something,
right,
and you're working together towards something because you have some goals set, you have some things that you both can do together to make – y'all have to do everything together. Y'all don't have to wake up and kiss each other with bad breath. You know what I mean? Y'all can go into the bathroom – and handle your face, you know, and then kiss and all that. You know what I mean? But it just depends on who you are and where you come from, right? Some people
right.
like talking in
right.
face with the dragons. I prefer you not to speak to me at all. Do it to the bathroom and handle your business. But however, if you're getting up and I'm not getting up, then let's make sure that we're not in close proximity. And then we say good day to each other, good morning, whatever your greeting is in the morning time to each other. But, I mean, let's just keep it real. We don't always see eye to eye with different people that we just met. And usually people are already in the bed before the third week. Half the time in this day and age, people in bed the same day. So where's the time to get to that stewing part of building a relationship, getting to know each other, becoming friends, and finding out what you like and you don't like and all that kind of stuff? We don't do that. So then we complain that someone is doing something to us when the truth of the matter is we haven't even taken the time to get to know each other. And now we done rushed into life, and sometimes babies are made within those few weeks, few months. And you know, it's a bad match. And so then you have all this divorce and you have all this separation of families, but some families shouldn't be. So cap it up. Put some, you know, some control on it. Get a pull-out game or something, because you can't go into stuff. You just can't go into stuff
are ill prepared. So as a young woman, I recall some of my dating times, and I like the older men too. But I just,
okay,
I had fun with them, and I knew that that's right. Where it was going to be because of the age difference. I knew that at some point I got enough brothers, enough cousins, and enough uncles to know that they was going to try to school me a little too hard and too much, which means that they was going to put their foot on my neck. I wasn't going to stand for that. I'm just not, I'm here to have fun and experience life. And if you, you know, you lived your life, then you can't stop me from living mine. And I think that's what happens a lot of times in older men dating younger women. It's not necessarily as older women dating younger men, because older women dating younger men allow those men to grow and be who they are and find out they freak and they naughty and they nasty and all of that. And they enjoy and ride the experience. When it comes down to a man, he becomes protective. He becomes jealous. He becomes, and it just seems like they're trying to hold you back. And truth is, they're really trying to love you, but this is their expression. And so the misinterpretation happens. So live a little bit longer, honey.
Can I ask a question? Okay. Okay, you said the older men right there want to love, find love with the younger women.
Yeah. One more time. Say one more time. Mm-hmm. Gigi. Okay, we have an issue with the call. But listen, so when she comes back on and be able to connect with that question, we can hopefully answer that. But what I said, if I heard her correctly, I heard part of it. I'm saying that usually when an older man is with a younger woman, he knows that it's already, people look at it as a stigma, right, as a bad thing. Some people mind their business and leave it alone. But at the same time, you have some people who will who would look at that relationship, and he knows your immaturity level, and he knows where the naivety of this particular individual, this particular younger woman, and lack of experience. Naivety, however you say it. Y'all get it. So this is live radio, y'all. I make no excuses not being able to say certain things. So these ain't words I use every day, right? So... But however, because if you, it's tomato, tomato, I mean, hey, whatever. So, but the thing of it is if y'all not friends, if y'all not compatible and y'all not vibing together, if your spiritual energies don't roam in the same frequency, then y'all going to be off one way or the other. And so no matter how hard you try to make something work, like you said, Tiani, that person who loves you will be able to express to you love without restraint, and they'll give it to you, and you'll know it, and you'll know that it's something pure and it's untainted, you know. So you won't have to question that. You may have questions about some of their character traits, but you won't have questions about the love that they're giving you. Like I can tell you, no right. matter what we've been through in my relationship, in my marriage, I can say that I never question how much my husband loves me. I never question, because I see it. I'm the result. I'm the beneficiary of it every day, whether he's near or far. I'm sure about that. Regardless of anything else that happened on the outside, no matter where his mind goes, no matter where my mind goes, he knows that I am all into him. It's almost like Lauryn Hill said, it's almost like a world. It is. It ain't no almost. It's a worship. We worship each other. And that right. comes from time, being with each other. But a lot of times men get with women, and again, they become jealous. They become very protective, and they don't know how to sometimes even handle this young woman who got all this fire in her. All he knows is he wanted to herself, and when nobody else touches his thing, and she feels like, you trying to hold me back. You don't listen to me.
Right.
And so it's a miscommunication there because of the age gap and the quality of right. life and with each other. So, Gigi, you back?
Matt, I'm here.
All right. So what was your question? Did I answer it?
I'm the older man right there. Okay, also older men, they like some older men like younger women and trying, and are they trying to find love or sex?
I think they're really trying to, in my experience and experiences that I've seen up close and personal, they don't want to be alone. No more than you want to be alone, and you having a hard time in your youth finding, you know, in your prime of your life, finding somebody that's compatible to you. They're having a hard time finding somebody that's true to them. They want somebody that got their back. Men feel like women that are loyal are the best qualities that they can ever find, right? So,
right.
So sometimes we know that there are what we call hounds out there. We know there are hit, quit it, and that's it kind of men out there. But not every older man is like that. Everybody is an individual, and everybody's seeking for something. And I think those are the conversations that need to be had in the beginning. Like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for compatibility? Are you looking for friendship? Are you looking for a lover? Are you looking for a wife? Are you looking for a mother for your kids? You know, what are you looking for? Are you looking for somebody to build with? These are key things that we need to be asking while we're out here in this dating scene, when we transitioning out of one relationship to another relationship, because sometimes you get it all. And sometimes
May
you only
I say
get
something?
Two or three of them. Yep.
All right, I wasn't trying to interrupt you. I apologize.
You can.
Oh, okay. Well, from my personal experience, yeah, they're willing to go all the way to the altar, all of that. But along the journey, and like you hit on something. You said characteristics. So it'll be things in their character that I'll say, like, they want this. But, you know, they're getting cold feet. And it's like through cold feet, I'm seeing, like, they're in their pride, they're in their ego. And like you said, if they want to break barriers with you, then it's real. When they're not, then it's just it turns into a form of manipulation. It's like, okay, well, you want me to be all these things that I naturally am, like, you know, loyal, honest, open, real, myself, grounded, all of these things. But yet you, and I'm a tough cookie, you know. You get this wall down for me to be open, like a flower and bloom, and then you start messing with my leaves, you start picking at my leaves, and then next thing you know, you messing with my root.
That's when you start feeling it. Like I said, I felt like it was constriction, a boa constrictor. He is suffocating you. He's taking away your nutrients, your growth, what made you who you are, your essence of your personality, your soul, your whole living being has now been altered to be, because a lot of times men think they got to mold a woman to be what they want them to be. And instead of allowing you to be who you are, who they met, they want to create a whole scenery, a whole new person that fits and tailored to them, like you, they glove. And now, because we got a man in the studio, I got to call him on this and ask him, what do you think men want?
Not every man thinks some of us think just want a woman to be herself, and that's it.
What happens when that man is altering this beautiful flower, this blooming flower, after getting her to trust them, you know, that
right.
thing? Because, you know, you have granddaughters, and you know you're not going to stand there and tell them that, no, that ain't, you know, that ain't what they want. You're going to tell them what's real.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There are certain men out here and certain women as well who try and mold people to be what they want them to be. And that part, I do agree.
So when you find yourself in a relationship where someone is trying to, you want to be with them, you didn't invested your time, your energy with them. You didn't gave them of yourself. I think that I'm going to tell you how the way I see it. I don't really have a time frame on it because it's about a level of maturity for me. But 190 days, 180 to 190 days of being with someone will dictate what that relationship is going to be.
Right.
Now, especially if you're in two different homes, but if y'all can meet up in different places and y'all doing different things together and y'all enjoying each other's company, everything else kind of go away. It fades away because y'all started becoming one with each other. And so you got to give relationship time. But when you rush in and you think that 2 months, 60 days of knowing somebody is enough time for y'all to be all naked and rubbing and sucking and everything else, you know, you kind of need more room for nothing else. Right? Like, so, I mean, let's keep it real. We know what life is out here. We know that
right.
Most people see each other physically first. They see each other with, they see the impression of not the mind, the intelligence of a person, but they see, damn, she's sexier than a mother. You know, damn, real. And so you can get that part. So we're going to talk. We grow, right? And so this is level of maturity. And so if your man, say, for instance, you wind up passing 180 to 190 days with somebody and y'all really digging each other, y'all really feeling each other, and you can start seeing and smelling each other even when you're not with each other. I'm talking about days you ain't upset because he ain't called you, days because she ain't called you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all busy. Y'all got your own life, but y'all make time for each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
Making time and being available is more important than being right or wrong. And so when someone check out on you after letting you check in with them, it sends wishy-washy signals, mixed signals to the psyche. And so now y'all don't comprehend each other. Now y'all have tuned into different stations because you all in because you shared and gave of yourself and opened up and told them who you are, and they wasn't really ready for that. They just wanted you to open up your legs or get down on your knees and open your mouth. They wasn't ready for you breaking down and telling them my mama did this to me, my daddy wasn't shit. You know, they wasn't ready for none of that. They weren't ready to hear
right.
you was having trouble with your job. They weren't ready to hear that you had all these bills because they was just trying to find somebody they can connect with. And most of the time,
right.
they connecting with somebody who helps them have fun, who gets them to laugh, to forget their troubles because they got trouble. It's hard being a man. It's hard because they don't half the time don't know what the hell they want because they won't change just like a dude who is into a fetish of gym shoes. You know, he might have 12 pairs of shoes, you know, and he might want to wear 4 in one day.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you're an inanimate object, but it's just real. That's kind of the way it is. And especially a man that's into fashion and himself.
Right.
So you got to check in with you. A person that's selfish is not going to hear you anymore because he ain't there for you. He don't know you.
And that's my next question. So, like, okay, the first part of it, if you want him, you can have him. So it's reaching out to the women out there, okay? Because, like, just like a man is lonely, so is a woman. And a man can be lonely in a relationship, you know? And he can be getting everything he can be getting from that relationship but still feel lonely in a relationship. Women are the same exact way. And and I'm not personally one of those, like, you know, unless I'm single. Or even, you know what I'm trying to say? It's just more so like reaching out for the attention or the affection, even if it's from a distance or anything like that. When you see somebody happy in a relationship, another woman happy, like my opinion on that is personally, I don't like it. I don't. I've never been one of those women. I try to understand it, and I've reached a point now where it's like there is no understanding it. It's just what it is. but I don't personally like it. You know, as soon as I feel like I'm happy in a relationship and things like that, and I'm dealing with a man who's already out already giving me signals of inconsiderate or narcissistic behavior, which means they don't have the empathy that I have in a relationship as far as outside figures penetrating what's going on in our world. And we live in two separate worlds together, you know what I'm saying? We already combine in our worlds. And there's a whole other world out there. For them to consider adding more baggage to that, and women willingly wanting to be that, and that this is when we're talking about toxic people and the relationship gets toxic, and that's when my perception changed as far as if you want them, you can have them, and if you can have them, I don't want them. You get where I'm going with this question? I can't really necessarily ask the full question. I think I'm dancing around it. But you get where I'm going with the imagery?
Oh, I definitely get the imagery. And I know that it takes time to build when you're dealing with two different individuals who have combined their life experiences together. Now, what happens is they didn't really commit to each other. You got one, like I said, the analogy of the gym shoe. I want the trophy girl. I want the girl that's going to cater to me, but maybe that's just too easy. Maybe that's not a challenge enough for them. Because men are competition people. They're driven that way, you know, and they like to score, and they like to have things that are hard for them. They like to chase.
Well, F them. Forget them. Because I gave them enough of a chase in the beginning for them to be the way that they are when they finally have me and didn't want to take me to the altar and still be that way, kind of.
In the relationship, sometimes is this. You give too much of yourself that you almost lose yourself and you lose your personality. You got to remain the same person that you were when you were in separate places, then what becoming this whole new person who's clingy, who's needy, who's always there. They don't need a mother. They don't need somebody taking care of them. They need a woman. As I have been told, I don't need a mother. I need a wife. And so it may sound harsh, but it's truth. It's fact. And you have to accept fact that you're going to be in life with someone else. Find out what their needs are. Remain who you are while you find out they need, and let them figure it out for themselves. And you don't have to be their problem solver. You ain't their Jesus.
For real. You know? I ain't trying to save you. I'm too busy trying to save myself. I got my own. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you said it.
And if a man needs that much attention, then you tell his ass, go on back home to your mama. She done raised you all the way. You still looking for the titty. You got to, look, get off your mama's apron coin, get off her leg, get off her breast. Look, this is my breast. This is how I cook this roast. This is how I cook these greens. If you don't like it, then take your ass home and eat with your mama. Because this is the way I do things here. And if it's going to be you and me, then it's about to be you and me. And not to be disrespectful, because you could say that in most kind of way. But for radio's sake, we're just going to keep it goddamn real. Okay? So
like Martin and Gina.
We ain't going to misinterpret here tonight. We're going to talk about now. When it comes down to a relationship, you're always going to be on different plane. There'll be times where you'll go into the same wave, but that's because y'all planned it that way. Everything takes work. Relationships are not easy. Two individuals coming together who was raised totally different environments, totally different atmospheres, totally different morals. You being a woman was one way of life. Him being a man would probably had never taught shit in the first place. He had to figure it out for himself because there was no one to guide him. So mamas wouldn't teach his sons how to respect and love their women. They taught them, well, you better get it however you can. And don't be bringing me home no babies. You know what I'm saying? I got three sons. And I know some things that I said to them that my conversation with our sons were totally different than most women, most mother and son relationships because I was raising three sons that I wanted to become somebody else's husband. I wasn't raising just my children. I was raising men to become husbands, not men to boys to be men, but men boys to become husbands. So if they would care for their families, they would be there for their families. But these young women weren't ready for them either because they was too nice. And so you got these bitch-ass attitudes running around here, rampant in the motherfucker, and they're casting down men, good men, because they're too nice. And then you get a bad boy, and then you want to complain about it because you ain't getting your way. And you got to be, you know, putting time out because you can't walk with the big dogs, so to speak.
Wait, hold on, Misa. I'm sorry. wait. I'm not trying to be rude. But you said... you raise your men, your children, which they are beautiful. I think I reached out to one of your sons. They reached out to me as well. They like all my pictures, you know, because I'm cute and really nice. Trying to be right. But no, I am a sweetheart at that, you know. So like when, because like you said that these sweet women allow good men to walk all over them, and they get comfortable with that. When setting a standard with a man, what do you feel setting a standard is as a married woman?
Mm. Setting the standard is being true to yourself. There is no standard that is across the board for anyone other than respect. You don't owe anyone anything but the truth. And what makes my relationship, my marriage, dynamic in my eyes is this, is that my husband, Greg, don't control me. He don't try to control me. He allows me to be me. He understands that, look, he ain't my daddy. He ain't trying to be my daddy. He want to be my husband. You know what I'm saying? And so we, and so for me, because I'm a mom, and I was a mom before I had my own children, I'm that taskmaster, you know. I don't get everybody right. So I don't have standards, but I have things that I need to raise you up. We talked earlier, Tiani, and I told you that I build people. So when I see people who lack intelligence on different levels and I know that I can say something to give them wisdom, I'm going to check them and give them some wisdom. And so it didn't matter if it was my husband, if it was my son, if it was my brothers, my uncle. Even if it was my bishop or my apostle, I didn't care who you were.
Or your mentoree.
It didn't matter. I'm going to check your ass and not check you in a way that I'm going to get all in your face. No, I'm just going to give you some wisdom. And it's up to you to decide what you're going to do with that wisdom. That's the standard. Because I can't leave you in the same place that I found you. In the same state of thinking.
That's a form of love.
That's
all a woman really looks for real. And it's not for manipulation or your own benefit. It's because me uplifting you benefits me, and I don't need nothing from it, period. And if you're raising your sons to be like that, and they being extra nice and friendly to these females being extra nice and friendly to them, it's like, well, I don't have nothing to do with you because everything I say, you're going to just agree to. You're not going to debate with me. You're not going to go against it. I could try and disrespect you or all that.
Because, see, this is the thing. They are men. They're not average boys. You know what I mean? They're not boys anymore anyhow, but they're men. And men have a different choice because somebody took the time to raise them.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody took the time to impart some wisdom in them. Where their mother stopped at and the teacher stopped at and their grandmother stopped at or couldn't be there to teach them no more, they're supposed to be always a woman guiding men. That's life. That's the way God designed it. And so if there's no guidance of the feminine strength, because we really do have more strength than a lot of men. It is. It's definitely important to recognize and to acknowledge it, because what happens is if you don't acknowledge, a lot of times you're going to have people, well, I ain't going to give her no, you know, and I say bitch-ass attitude, not calling a woman a bitch, not calling a man a bitch, but I say bitch-ass attitude because that's what it becomes. It's snobbish. You know, you can't tell me shit. I'm going to attitude. right? And so men sometimes, depending on the age and level of maturity, they may say something like, but I ain't trying to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's funny? Because the reason that I love that we touched on that part, because you also speak on the fact that men will try to mold a woman to be what they expect them to be. And when it comes to that, when a woman is being herself and she's comfortable with being herself and she is who she is and whoever she is, she's strong in herself. She's powerful in herself. The man is supposed to compliment that and be strong in himself and be like, I'm loyal and faithful to her and I'm with her. And, you know, I may have my wonders and my visions and my dreams just like she may, but we come together and we become powerful as one in our two different worlds. And we respect that in each other. We compliment each other. But the disrespect comes in. I'm sorry.
A lot of times they haven't even seen that.
What?
So you're expecting them to do something, to be something, because you have it in your mind that this is who they're supposed to be.
And right. Like, I want... But, like, in my vision, it's not even including them. To be honest, like, I've never had a dream, picket fence, the marriage, the husband, the dog, all of that. It was my vision in its own. Like, my dream, you know, when I was younger, I was going to be a doctor just because I wanted to help people heal. Like, that's just be funny. But that wasn't my dream. But this is be hypothetical here. And I meet somebody and they're a doctor too, and I'm like, okay, well, you do the same thing I want to do, whatever. And then we come together and it's like
boring as hell.
Right. You know? And it's not even, it's just like, okay, come on now. I'm not even trying to challenge you. I want a challenge, but not at the same time I want a challenge. I also want respect. And that should come naturally. It shouldn't be like, well, I'm challenging you with disrespect to see if you're going to call me out on it. And I'm not trying to deal with that.
But check this out. A lot of people have bad mannerisms. They have bad, we talked about this on one of the shows, I think probably 3 weeks ago, people with bad attitudes making decisions that affect the rest of us. And not only men, because I am all for the living. So I'm going to talk about it both, because I got brothers, I got hosts of brothers. I got my husband, I got my sons, I got my grandsons. And so I'm for the man, and I'm also for us, the women. But I know that a lot of women are spoiled, bratty, and untamed. You know, I don't care how smart they are, how driven they are, they think they know it all. And when you think you know it all, you really don't know nothing. And I'm waiting to hear a woman say, I don't know nothing. Humble your damn self and learn something. If you have the opportunity to be in front of an elder and you're sleeping with that elder has impartation to give you. So quiet yourself down a little bit. Learn a damn lesson. That's my standard. And it doesn't matter if it's male or female. Learn the lesson, because I'm here to learn always from every situation, for every encounter, for every individual that I'm in contact with. I learn from Gigi all the time. Gigi learns from me all the time, because we are sharp and iron. You understand? And so when you find it, friction, it's not always you know, just being combative, but it's just, seriously, I have a different perspective than you. So acknowledge that. Listen, I heard what you said. They teach you this if you ever go to psychology, psychology 101, they teach you to, when someone says something, stop for a moment and acknowledge what they said. And that's what our households are missing, especially in the Black community. Ain't nobody hearing nobody. Everybody want to be heard, but ain't nobody listening.
Yes, ma'am. And that's another thing, because I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm listening. No, because I was just recently in a 6 to 7 month relationship, and I wasn't trying to put this all out there or anything like that, but I'm just put it out there. We met before in the workplace, where actually I met you, and I was Muslim at the time. I was in a relationship. I was about to get married. Somebody I knew since my childhood. I'm still a child, but like younger in my high school days, teenage years.
and we were dealing with each other for 4 or 5 years. And he became Muslim. He introduced me to the religion. And, of course, I was still finding myself spiritually. And I was trying to figure out my gifts. And I was like, okay, Muhammad heard voices. He's seen premonitions. So do I. So this religion must work for me. I wasn't thinking about Jesus. I wasn't thinking about all the different prophets and all the different stuff. But that's another story. That's I speak about on my new viral blog. But whatever. So longer on in time, I met him. We conversated, but I didn't think nothing of it because, you know, we give and receive knowledge through people all the time, every day, especially when we're on our journeys and we're open to receive messages, you know, and mentors and things like that. That's how I met you. So then earlier this year, he hit me up, and I was like, you know what, this is ironic. Yeah, let's go. We went on a few dates and everything. He whined and dined me for like 3 months, and then the other 3 months we became serious in a relationship. And I started to realize things about him, and my intuition was telling me things, and my dreams was telling me things. And I went against my intuition because I wanted to believe, and that's when I fucked up, excuse me. F'd up, and it came out to be in the end that I was being not only manipulated, but I wasn't being heard, and I was willing to listen, but I realized that a lot of things that he was saying wasn't even on, you know, I was taught at a young age, even if you already know what the teacher about to teach you, be quiet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening to hear him out, and I was like, okay. And I felt like God was telling – I was told to tell him something that he didn't want to listen to. So I was like, okay, we're not able to grow if we can't exchange information with each other. If I can't teach you and you can't teach me, we can't become one. We can't exchange energies.
Now, I want to stop you for 1 second because I have to acknowledge mm-hmm. this. The task of whining and dining was important so that he can get what he wanted, right?
Exactly.
When he got what he wanted, he was no longer interested in learning from it because he got what he needed. So at that point, you have to go in any relationship up front. Let me tell you what made me so unique when I was in the dating world. I had a few things that I held on to. And that was is I was not going to be with a man that loved, that beat me and then asked me for love. Wasn't going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Right? Just if you beating mm-hmm. on me, talking stupid to me, don't expect no love because it ain't happening. The body ain't even going to respond. And you the one going to be sad. Not me. let's put that out there, okay? So, and that comes from mental, spiritual, emotional, and verbal abuse as well. Abuse is abuse. And somebody right. that's abusive to themselves, look at the patterns of how they treat themselves. Baby, I pay attention to the way people keep their hands, their feet. Mm. I pay attention to their breath. I pay attention to their car. I pay attention if a person, and then if I come into their life and they jacked up right, because, I mean, I've been in a relationship where somebody ain't have it all together, but they just needed a little polishing. Not it needed to mold them. I just needed to polish them inserting myself into a situation where I could be a help to them without them feeling like I was taken over or overtaking them. So if I was getting in a car, I would always bring a plastic bag with me because I knew they had garbage in their car. I didn't talk to them.
Misa! But no, that's the thing about him, though. He made it seem like he was like, you could tell a lot about a man by how he keep his car. Like, he was on it. He was on it. He was saying he was conscious, all of this stuff. But, like,
people
how can you be so...
People wear masks all the time. And so this is the thing. One of my business partners, she loved to pull up on people, right? This her thing. She just loved to pull up on people. If you say we in a relationship and I done gave you my love, she pulling up on your ass. She don't care where you at.
right? So she gonna find out where he is. And she ain't doing it to be spiteful and to be sneaky and nothing like that. She, hey, I want you to know I'm here for you, and I thought about you. Here's some lunch, you know. Or,
right. I was about to say, if you don't want to look sneaky, bring some food. If you don't want to look like you, because I do it too. I feel her.
That's not the message I was trying to give, but if it works, it goes, all right? So let it work. But, you know, she did that to let them know, look, we got off the phone, you said you was hungry. I got some free time. Let me run this by you. So she pull up and she find you in a compromised situation, then that means that you haven't worked on yourself and you're not being true to yourself. And I don't want to personally be in a relationship with somebody that's not true to themselves. I can take you. It's all over the air. You can go back and listen to the other shows. It's all over the air. Everybody knows and listen to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. That Masan L went through some shit in a whole year with her husband wanting all of these type of relationships, right? And we talked about it. You've been a part of our conversation where we talked about he wanted to have not an open relationship, but he wanted to build. He wanted a
polyamorous
relationship, and I didn't want that, but I can accept him because he was real and true to himself. Regardless,
at least he came to you about it before. Yes,
absolutely. And this is where men fail at. This is where women fail at. They do not know how to be real with themselves. So then you can't have an open conversation with anyone about it. It made me uncomfortable, but I considered what he wanted because I wanted him happy. And he also, in return, considered what I wanted, which made me happy. And in the end, we just went together. Okay?
Right.
Exactly. I ain't having it.
It's real. Mm-hmm. It's real. That's real. What I noticed is when we was on the show, he was talking, and like just like what I do, and just like what anybody else would do, When I'm not being disrespectful, nothing like that. When I say bitch, I'm not saying bitch. Mm-hmm. When you hear a boss ass bitch talking, or a boss woman, or a boss talking, and a woman is always a boss in a relationship where she is not the high priestess, but you know the empress or whatever you want to call her in a high standard, you elevate her, you allow her to speak, and it's a level of respect that is given. Like, I was always taught when a man is speaking, you know, give him that respect to talk. And if you have something to say as a woman, you check him on his faults, correct him. And it's not to correct every single word. He might have used the wrong word, but it's the whole statement, not just the one word.
Absolutely.
You're not interjecting him at every single word to make him feel like everything he's saying is wrong. It's the whole statement, and it's not him being wrong. It's to correct it, to elevate him, to bring awareness and a light, and I want that same thing back. That's what we're supposed to do for each other.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely. That's it. And see, with my husband, again, I said we worship each other. And most Christian folk, religious people, can't comprehend that. You worship him. You ain't supposed to have nobody before God. He's an idol. Well, he's my damn idol then, nigga, because he paid my bills and loved me. He takes care of me. He kisses me. He slays with me. You say what you want to say. He gave me 3 seeds, you know, that I took care of and raised. And the moderation of us, of our love, it was never, I am a reflection of him.
Right. And we are both children of God, period.
And his power is never diminished when I'm in my power. And that's the way we equal each other out. He is my balance. I am his balance. And so we evenly respect that. For each other, we have deep conversations. God, wish people could hear some of them. Sometimes you'd be like, is this going to ever end? Nope, if it take us 2 years to get through this. We're talking about it 2 years, but we're going to get it.
Right.
That's the whole thing, because we got to work through the different mindsets, the elevation of the mindset, and then we have to work on the communication that comes along with whatever we just unleash, because we be unleashing some shit on each other.
I know that's right. And that's why you're my mentor. Okay. Okay. Because, like, just things like that, things like that between you two and the things that you go through and the getting through it and being able to talk through it. And me being a millennial and looking for that, not saying that I idolize your relationship, but the fact that you idolize each other, but not in the sense that's going against God, is realizing the God within each other and being able to elevate each other to be closer to God together makes you guys even more stronger apart and together and one.
I appreciate you saying that, but a lot of people wouldn't even know how to interpret what I'm about to say. A lot of people don't realize that when you become one with each other, when it happens natural, and I'm not talking about this idea of what a relationship and marriage is supposed to be, because, again, marriage is the consummation of the sexual act and the commitment made to one to the other. I made a commitment to him, to love him, to death do us part. I do, damn it.
Okay. All right.
Make your peace.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so a lot of people can't handle, like, he puts me in check a lot without saying a whole lot of things. He look at me, and I know he ain't comfortable with that. I know when he just like, all right, we're going to talk about that later, but he ain't going to front me.
Right.
You know? But it's still a form, and I think the word check needs to be put in its proper space. Me checking him or him checking me or you checking someone, it really is just, it's not even correct. It's about respect. Listen, in order for us to be together, I need you to respect these boundaries. I need you to respect that I'm not okay with that. That's too much. That went too far. That was, you could have said more of that. You know, because sometimes my husband is so supportive of me, y'all. It's ridiculous. Sometimes he's too nice, you know. But sometimes he's nice nasty. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he can get he just get rough, and I'd be like, "Who you barking at?" But also, right. I get the same way, and I think it's because we're passionate about each other's growth. I think it's passionate. We're passionate about each other's success and making sure that we are being seen in our best light. He's not going to do me anything. He ain't going to hit me upside my head in front of people. He don't hit me, period. But he ain't going to hit me upside my head because I said something that made him uncomfortable.
Right.
You know what I mean? He might grunt. He might turn. He might not even shift or make a sound. He might not even wink. But he was like, all right, you know, to himself.
Whew.
And then you
felt that. You felt that.
Hell yes, you know that, right? You felt that.
Right. Because becoming one is not just black and white and paper.
Heck,
it really
no.
ain't. Okay.
No, it really is about, look, I want to go here. This is what I want to do. Is this anything that you could do with me? Does this fit? And or if he could say, oh, I can make room. Let me see if I can rearrange something. And sometimes it's no. It's flat out fucking no. And I'm like, this shit is unrealistic. You got to. And he's like, girl, if you don't calm down, you know, look, we got some things we got to take care of first that was already in the works, and we can't do that yet. And I'll throw my tantrum. I'll throw my fit. I ain't going to tell nobody I don't. That would be just not be me. Okay, so anybody know me, know I'm going to say my piece is just who I am. But saying my piece, I know when to say, okay, all right, let me make some arrangements. Let me see if I can move some things around. And if I can't, then I'll just have to pass because I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to put him in an uncompromising situation. But I want to take a moment. I want y'all to think about we got about, y'all, we're going to end this show a little bit early because I got to get home. So, I drive and I had to stop just to show up for y'all. And I show up for myself, and we talked about that. But I want to play this song because I think it's appropriate. It's by my girl Sugar Dash T, and it's called Unbreakable Me. Listen up. Thank you.
I had to change my routine. I had to change the way that I think, even change the way that I walk. Sometimes just to fit in, I had to change the way that I talk. Been through the fire, been through the pain, been through the storm, been through the rain. So many obstacles in my way. They tried to haunt me, but I just won't break. I'm unbreakable, I'm unbreakable, I'm unbreakable, I'm unbreakable. Been through the fire, been through the pain, been through the storm, been through the rain. So many obstacles in my way, they tried to haunt me but I just won't break. You thought that I would just give up, you thought that I would let you win. There were times when I felt weak and times I let you under my skin. But I always kept my head up, cause for that I know I'm better, cause I held it all together and I had to learn on my own. To survive you gotta be strong. I had to wipe away my tears, even swallow all of my pride. I had to pack my things, get up and just move forward with my life. Through the fire, been through the pain, been through the storm, been through the rain. So many obstacles in my way, they try to harm me but I just won't break. I'm unbreakable, I'm unbreakable, I'm unbreakable, I'm unbreakable. Been through the fire, been through the pain, been through the storm, been through the rain. They tried to hold me, but I just won't break. Thought you disowned me, I couldn't stand on my own. But I'm still here, baby, I'm still here. Tried to destroy me, took everything that I own. But I'm still here, baby, I'm still here. Ooh. You can't break me down.
Y'all got to stay strong out here. It's just what it is. Life will throw all kind of obstacles in front of you and make you look at each other different. But if you stay strong, if you stay unbreakable, if you stay true and respectful to yourself, and you owe no man nothing but the truth. So love yourself and be real to you. And when you give yourself to somebody, give yourself because you have it available within you to give. If you don't have it within you to give and it hurts you more to give somebody something precious of yourself, then you need to stop and take some time and really gather you. And until you're ready to give that whole commitment, man and female, to each other, you need to go ahead and just enjoy the experiences that life is bringing you. And you got a choice in this matter. You ain't got to be with nobody that don't want to give you the same that you're giving them. Because the measure that you pour out is the same measure that you're going to get, right? And so when you find somebody that you're in company with or in life with and that you're in relationship with and they cannot match your love, not to say that they're going to give you the same thing, but you've got to be sure that they're giving you that respect, that love, and that understanding. I think they call it empathy. It's the one thing that keeps us in harmony with each other.
And if you don't know what empathy is, then those of you who follow after religious beliefs, you should know that it comes from a place of love, inner love, not seeing a brother hurt, not seeing a sister hurt, not seeing a child neglected, not seeing somebody being abused. And so then you don't become part of a problem, you become part of the solution. So I'm telling y'all, y'all listening right to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. I'm your host tonight, Deshawnelle, live from Las Vegas. I am so happy right here in Nevada, my hometown, but my home state, rather. And I can't wait to get back home and get in the studio live and get really cracking on some new tour that we're having coming up, 2020 Break the Silence Tour. Y'all need to tune in. Y'all need to get involved. Go to our page, Mind Blowing Decisions, and like it, share it out. Invite other people to like it and share. We're growing. We're growing by leaps and bounds. We are Faces of Success Radio team members, and we are excited to bring our views, our thoughts to you. But we're more excited for you all to share your thoughts and experiences with us. So come and follow us. You can follow us on Faces of Success Radio. You can go to our website, Faces of Success Radio 101 FM, and you can donate. You can check into our packages. If you're an artist, you know someone who's looking for exposure, you know someone who's struggling with domestic violence, we want you to jump on our tour. We want you to jump on all the things we have. We have a Thanksgiving event in coming up in California. Go to our website and check out the information. I believe it's the week of the 23rd, right before Thanksgiving. And then it's also we having our Christmas toy donation for the children. And we have a lot of things going on. So go right on over to our website, Faces of Success Radio 101 FM, where we just do what we do best, and that's bring entertainment and exposure, and we bring good music, live, comedic, comic, jazz, hip-hop, R&B, old-school rap. We bring it all. We bring it all to you right there on our station. Go and join us and become part of what we're doing in this world, and we look forward to being a part of what you're doing, but we can't do that if you don't support. So come on to support, and tell everybody every Thursday, Pacific time, 7:30, we're right here on Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. You can also call in at 323-642-1569. Option one to speak your mind, share your comments and your thoughts. We appreciate you every Thursday. We appreciate you for just tuning in and checking in with us and being a part of our family. We love you. I just want to extend our prayers and support for those who are in mourning, who have lost loved ones and that's incarcerated, and people who are looking for change in their life. If you keep looking, you'll find it. So that's me. I'm out. Deshawnelle. Gigi, you got something to share tonight?
Then peace and love to you guys.
Traveling mercies to me and my husband as we get on up the road. I know, Tiani, we appreciate you, girl. And thank you so much for being our special co-host tonight. We always want you to be a part of what we do. You bring very good content to our radio platform, and we appreciate you. So keep up the good work, girl. I'm looking at you. I enjoy being your mentor. I enjoy watching your growth. Peace and love. We out.
Peace and love.